Hey everyone, welcome back to my podcast, Scary Horror Story Podcast, by me, Blanca Gagnon. The next story is called Home Invasion. I've never really been a good person. Ever since I was a kid, I was always getting into trouble. I got kicked out of high school, got into fights, got arrested, vandalized, you name it, I did it. The cops even tried to pin a couple missing persons cases on me. So it's no wonder weeks later, here I am sitting in my car by a house. I've been watching, waiting for a little old couple who live here to leave. They are known to be the richest people in our town. And I know you're probably thinking I'm a monster, but at least I waited until they left, right? As time passes, darkness starts to take over the streets. The door starts to open and I sink down into my seat so I'm not seen. And watch as they get into the car, reverse, and leave. Time for action, I said to myself. I get out of my car, making sure there is no one around, and make my way to the back of the house. I get to the back door, wrap my hand in a small towel, and punch a hole into the glass so I can unlock the door. I get inside and all I see is a big, dark, empty house. Literally, there is no furniture, no lights, or sound. What the f-? I hear a thud that interrupts. I jump and look around me to find nothing there. I start walking around to see if there's anything in this house I can make worth this hassle. There's a thud again. It's coming from the basement. I open the door and see a light on. I slowly start to walk down, hoping the stairs stay quiet. As I turn the corner, my stomach turns. The stench of oil I can describe as rotting flesh overwhelms me. There are freezers and blood everywhere, painting the room dark red. I walk further into the basement, get to the back room. There it was, and I almost fell to the ground. Severed body parts, blood all over the floor and walls. I hunch over and start to vomit. God, what kind of people would do something like this? I wipe my mouth with my sweater and hear, "Help," in a weak, quiet voice. I walk further in and find the two missing people. They are hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks, arms and legs cut off, clinging into life. "Please help us. We've been here for weeks. They're not human. They've been keeping us alive, slowly eating us." I answer back, "What do you mean, not human?" Just as he's about to speak, we hear footsteps above us. The basement door opens, and I run and hide in the corner behind a freezer. I hear footsteps walk past me and into the other room. I cover my mouth, hoping I don't make a sound. The missing man starts to scream, "Get away from me!" then cuts off, and the basement is filled with the sound of something dripping. I hear a loud, piercing screech, a sound that does not come from a human. I cover my ears and peek around the corner. There, I see two creatures standing tall with long antlers, the face of a monster, and long, lanky arms. I quickly pull back before they see me, but suddenly, soon as I uncover my ears, I hear footsteps approaching. The old woman, covered in blood, peeks over the freezer, staring me right in the eye. As she starts to transform back into the monster and says,